My preaching is based on the reading Matthew chapter 13 verses 1 to 9, which speaks about different modes of receiving the Word of God into our lives. We are familiar with the parable of the sower. Jesus presents an image from agriculture. A farmer went out to sow. Some seed that the sower sowed fell on the edge of the path, some on patches of rock, others among thorns, and yet others on rich soil. This is happening even today in some farms where mechanized farming is yet to be introduced. I can imagine this happening in an agricultural village in India. We are told that those seed which fell on rich soil produced their crop. The rest did not. Here we notice that it is the same seed that was sown, but depending on the place where it fell, the results differed. In a classroom, it is the same matter which is taught to all present, but the way the matter is grasped or understood differs from student to student. Some grasp more and others less, and some others nearly nothing. So the mode of reception is very important, or the disposition is very important, and very often the final results reflect it. When Jesus was preaching, he addressed all, but only some received him, others did not. Apparently, some preferred darkness to light. Even as I preach the word, it is the same word that comes to all alike. The fruit we bear would depend on the way we receive the word. It depends on our disposition. It is said that most of us fall into the first three categories in our reception of the word. This is what we are, and the gospel itself gives a beautiful description of these three categories. It is as if the word fell on the edge of our heart, so that the evil one can easily carry it away. Or is our heart so rock-like that the word cannot take root? Or again, are there thorns in our heart which choke the word? The gospel passage makes a distinction between what we are and what we ought to be in our reception of the word of God. The Word of God is one of the most important and sure ways to experience Jesus, for the Word is Jesus Himself. But the way we experience Jesus depends on the way we hear the Word. We ought not to remain at the level of what we are in our reception of the Word. We should rather aim at what we ought to be. And what exactly should we be? We should be like the good soil taking in the seed and producing abundant fruit. In our words, the word of God should sink deep in our heart. It should take flesh in us. In Mary, our mother, the word became flesh because she pondered the word of God constantly in her heart. Not only did she ponder the word, but also lived it, acting as she did, precisely according to the word. So Mary is our model in listening, hearing, pondering, and living the word of God. At the same time, it is true that Mary didn't fully understand the word till the end of her son's mission, culminating on the cross at Calvary. It was only at Canterbury that she understood the full implication of the word, the yielding of a hundredfold harvest. Let us today ask the Lord for the grace we so need to receive the word with an open heart and to so live according to the word that the word may take flesh in our heart as it did in that of our Blessed Mother, thus producing a 30, a 60 or 100-fold. Amen.